Hey guys, welcome back to the Love Kinsey podcast. Today is a solo episode. It feels like forever since I have done one of these, probably because it has been a while. I know that I've kind of changed the schedule a little bit. I have been uploading every other week instead of every week, and we'll get into all of that and all of the updates. But first, I wanted to start off with some gratitude, as always. So what I'm thankful for right now is new job opportunities. God has just really opened doors and been faithful in that area. And I've thankfully been able to have just a more consistent work schedule, which has been really nice just to be creative again in the styling field and be able to just be on sets and be with people again and be working in fashion again. And it's just been so refreshing to do that again after, you know, a year and a half of not being able to work in that industry. So that has been something that I'm just really, really grateful for. And I guess along that same note is just that things have really been able to open up and I've been able to see more people, to do more things. And it just has given me such a glimpse of hope, if that makes sense. And just being able to see people come together. I went to One Day LA this past week. Or weekend, I guess I should say. And if you don't know what that is, it was an LA event where a bunch of churches and communities came together to serve the LA area, whether it was helping homeless or beautifying schools, which I was a part of. I was part of the gardening team there, working with the high school. And then we all got to celebrate in the SoFi Stadium at a Justin Bieber concert with Chandler Moore, Tori Kelly, and Jaden Smith, and Chance the Rapper, just all of these amazing people. And it was just really unbelievable to see the community come together after, as I said before, just a year and a half, and the concert closed with a performance of The Blessing, and I seriously bawled my eyes out because it just felt so full circle. And I know that, you know, everything is not over. COVID is still out there. There's variants happening and it's still scary times. But in moments like that, I definitely feel a sense of God's presence and undeniable hope that He's here, that He's still working, and that all of the grief that we've gone through, all of the horrible, scary times that we've gone through aren't in vain, but He hasn't forgotten us. And that's more of a heavy, I guess, topic of gratitude, but it's definitely been one that's been hovering over my heart. Another thing, I guess, that I'm grateful for, and this is the last one that I'll mention for today, is just the community that I have in Hillsong LA. And if you've been following Hillsong or Hillsong LA, you would know that someone in our community who's very loved recently died, and it was very sobering, but also wonderful in the sense of the vulnerability, transparency, and community that have really just come out of it. And I think, again, it just shows that sense of hope that God can use such horrible things to turn it into good. And it's that whole image of from ashes that we see in the Bible, that God can really turn beautiful things out of the ashes. And to me, that's really what I felt recently over this past week, 2 weeks, that I've seen at Hillsong and in that community. So just thankful to be a part and grateful for the leaders there and everyone really who is there and a part of building the church. So with all of that being said, we're going to move into some updates and get right into today's episode. With all of these things that I just mentioned, comes a lot of transitions and changing. As I said, I am very grateful for things opening back up, being able to work again. The entertainment industry is really booming right now. People are starting to travel again. Schedules are being filled. I'm seeing more friends. All of this. It's all great and I love it. And obviously, it has taken up a lot of my time. And, you know, although I'm grateful, it's been hard. I think after a whole year and a half, you know, of not doing anything, of starting school, of just new, getting into new routine, and then now, having things opened again, having to create another new routine, it definitely comes with a lot of challenges. Because on one hand, I'm so excited to get back to, you know, what we all used to deem as normal. But on the other hand, I've come to like my quarantine, pandemic routines, and self-care, and all of that. So I've been trying to find this sense of balance of, okay, how can I get back to work, but still take time for myself while also having fun and participating in social events and, you know, being the extrovert that I am. It's definitely hard, challenging, and takes a toll on my mental health. With that being said, in July or June, so either this month or last month, I did start therapy, which has helped so much. Just navigate these transitions. I have never been a therapy person. Not that I thought anything bad of it, but I just never thought I needed it, which it turns out it's very, very helpful, guys. And it's not, you know, that I'm a complete mess, but others would probably disagree. It's just me being proactive and trying to take advantage of this time and this transition and not go back to old patterns pre-pandemic. Because I think we can all agree that we've all learned some things over this pandemic. I think we've all changed in good ways, in bad ways, and in between ways. And I think it's safe to say there's definitely some mindsets that we can leave behind. And that's definitely where I've been at. I've learned over the pandemic that my identity is not in what I do, that I am so much more than styling. I'm so much more than just a job title, a status, where I live, all of the things that maybe the world or just a big city can project onto you. And I'm not going to lie, getting back to work, it's been a little scary because I've seen myself almost slip back to the habits of wanting to fill my schedule up to capacity and how my mood really shifts when I have a full week versus when I have a not so full week of maybe I'm working one day versus 5 days. And I've seen these dangerous shifts in my mindset, which is really what led me to therapy and also made me realize that, okay, my routines aren't working. And I think I've talked about this before on this podcast as well as, or I guess I know I have talked about this before, where it's not how long or how much time we're spending with God, but it's just that we're doing it. And that's been a constant habit and mindset that I've been trying to focus more on, of even if it's 5 minutes a day, those 5 minutes of being intentional really do count. And something that I did recently do is I got a self-care planner, highly recommend. It was like $20 on Amazon. And let me tell you guys, it has been a huge game changer because it makes you plan out your goals and intentions for the month, where you want to be in your relationships, in your job, in your well-being, in your health, all of these different categories. And it's been a game changer for sure. And it even has a place where I can put the things that I'm grateful for each and every day. So I've still been writing down 5 things I'm grateful for every day. And I can definitely tell a difference on the days that I do it and the days that I forget to do it. I cannot stress gratitude enough because even when the previous day or the current day is not going as I planned it to or expected it to, I can always return to the thought of, okay, but what went well today? What was I grateful for this morning? What am I grateful for now? Yeah, what can I improve on tomorrow? But also, what am I proud of today? Whether it's that I just made it through, or that maybe I just did something really well. Maybe I'm proud that I got up earlier, that I tried. Even the small things really do matter. And that's something I'm really trying to take note of, that small steps forward really are still steps forward. And that's definitely been a big learning curve for me. Another thing that I've been really focusing on and learning is that it's okay to change and grow. And it's okay to change and grow in goals, in attitudes, in mindsets, in passions, in relationships, wants, desires, all of the categories. I think it just comes in seasons, it comes in waves. And the more that we can just let go and let God's current take us, the easier it is to just flow through life and to live freely. I was reading Jesus Calling this morning, which love. I just started it again, and it's just been amazing. I guess you could say it's another thing I'm really grateful for. But on today's plan, or whichever one I was reading this, whenever you're listening to this, one of the devotions was talking about over planning and how when we over plan, we can waste so much time and energy of just overthinking basically and causing more anxiety on ourselves than when we leave the details up to God and surrender our day to Him. We can live freely just to be present and enjoy where we are. For me personally, I needed to hear that because I am a major overplanner. And if I was a character in Friends, I would 1000% be Monica in every way possible. I am truly a Geller, guys. I cannot say that enough. I've been watching so many episodes of Friends recently, and the more I watch it, the more I'm convinced I'm the third Geller. I don't know. I just really am. But with that being said, if you've watched Friends, you know Monica is a huge planner, kind of OCD, very type A, and that is very, very me. And I think planning is good. You know, I was watching this episode the other night and she was like, planning and rules, controls, like the fun and all of this. And I just had to laugh because so much of my mindset is definitely that. I'm like, okay, but yeah, you have to leave room for some spontaneity, but also planning gives you boundaries. I love it. Yes, it's true, but also there is something called overanalyzing and overplanning, and that's when the anxiety sets in and the worry sets in and all of the things, and it becomes this crippling fear and just paralyzing state of mind where you can't live freely and you can't live in that state of surrender that God intended you to live in. And currently, that's definitely been where I'm at, especially as the school year approaches with Hillsong College and work starting up. I've been kind of stressing a little bit about, oh my gosh, what is my schedule going to look like? What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to still do college? Am I supposed to still continue with styling? I'm like, God, what do you want me to do? What's your plan here? My schedule is getting so full. And I've just constantly felt this reminder of Him saying, He will equip me along the way, that I just have to continue to say yes to Him and He will make a way, that we are more capable than we can ever dream of. And God is so gracious to equip us in every single season that we are in, whether it's a busy season or a slow season, He's already graced us with what is needed of us there in that season. I was listening to a podcast, I forget which one it was this past week, but it said, this really stood out to me, be where your feet are. And it's something that is so simple, but yet so profound, that we want to so much of the time be in the future and know the details of our life, how it's going to pan out every moment. But our feet actually can't get there yet. And the more that we are present where our feet are, the more that we can actually do what we were called to do in the season and get to that place where we're headed. And I truly do love that, that we don't have to know what the future holds. We don't have to do everything. We don't have to know every single detail or of every single answer. But the more that we're present, the more clarity will actually come to us. And the more that God will guide us. He's just waiting for us to really look at Him. Now, as I was about to record this podcast, I thought of Proverbs 16:9, where it says, "A person's heart plans his way, but the Lord determines his steps." And for me, that just really spoke to my over-planning, overthinking heart. That I can obsess every day, every hour about my future, about what's next, but God is actually in the present. And he's the one that's going to determine that next step. So no matter how much time that we waste in stress, overthinking, overplanning, God's plan is always going to prevail when we're surrendered to him. And he's the one that is going to make our path straight. He's the one that is going to give us peace and clarity about our schedules, about how to fill our time and where to go from where we are. Instead of focusing so much on what we can't control, we really have to focus on what we can. And that truly has been a revelation to me, I'd say, in this past month through therapy and through working out my new schedule with my new job. It's really just taking a step back to say, okay, what are the things that I can actually control in my life? Because the rest, it's truly going to work itself out. The future, life, it all really does have a way of working itself out where we don't have to stress about it. We don't have to plan it. It just kind of happens in that natural current that I was mentioning earlier. And when I think about that, the things that I really can control are how I spend my time when I do have free time. And that time may be 15 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, or it may be a few hours, but I can control what I do with that time that I have, whether it's working out, reading my Bible, reading a book, or, you know, on my phone, or sitting on the couch, or watching TV, or snacking on whatever's in the pantry. I control what I do with that time, whether I use it for good or just waste it on doing nothing, or waste it, you know, on worrying, on stressing, or just thinking about how I'm doing nothing. But at the end of the day, my energy is my energy. And I have control over that part of my life. And I also have control on what I'm thinking about, on what I'm focusing on. I think so many times in my life, I've thought that I don't have control over that. But then I remember that we actually can take captive our thoughts. Like the Bible says, and we can control what we say, what we think. We don't have to be a prisoner of the negativity or the doubt in our minds, but we can actually take captive those thoughts, and we don't have to let them grow root in our heart, in our soul, in our mind. But we can focus on God and what he says about us and the direction that he has for us and the gratitude that we feel for even the small things in our lives. And that's why I love practicing daily gratitude, because it does keep me grounded and it keeps that negativity and the doubt at bay. And it allows my focus to be on the good in my life, on the things that I can see God doing in the present. And the other thing that I can control is who or what I listen to. You know, I mentioned podcasts, and I do have control over which podcast I choose to turn on, what books I choose to read or to listen to, or whatever it may be, and also who I allow to speak into my life. You know, who am I going to for advice? Who am I going to spend my free time with or to call on the phone? Who am I allowing to shape my life? And I always go back to the saying, you are who you hang with. And I know I grew up with my mom saying that, and just people in church saying that, and in school, all of those things. But it is so true. The more time we spend with certain people, the more we begin to look like them, talk like them, dress like them, act like them. And it's one of those things that we have to be mindful of okay, who am I listening to? Who am I spending time with? Who am I forming into? It's one of those things that I think can really creep up on us if we're not careful. The things we do know already are the things that we can control. And we know that we have a God that we can trust and we can put our focus on. Like I said before, the question really is, where are your eyes? Are they on love, or are they on the fear of the future, the fear of the world? When I was thinking about this idea of love versus fear in today's podcast, I just really thought about how perfect love really does cast out fear. And that's one of my favorite verses in 1 John. And it tells you so much about who God is and what his love really represents. That love yields security, where fear yields that anxiety. When we have that security of perfect love, there really is no place for fear, because we're secure in our future. We're secure in our identity. We're secure in our relationships. So the question is, which one are you allowing to take root in your life? I know for me, so many times I've allowed fear creep in and allowed love to seep out of my life without even noticing it. When studying even some of the most successful people, it often boils down to their routines, their mindsets, how they start and end their day. Routine has so much to do with what our focus is on, where our priorities lie, whether we're focusing on that idea of love versus fear, what we're allowing to take root in our life. I love the verse in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 2 that says, "So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things above where Christ is at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not on earthly things." It's just such a good reminder, and that's where I want to end today, of just where your mind is, your heart really does follow. It begins to manifest in who you are and what you speak, what you think, what you do. If we want more gratitude, more positivity, we have to focus our attention on those things, on above, on what God is doing. He lifts our gaze above the waves. And when we surrender to that and we focus on that, we allow the current just to take us and we begin to float on the water. So I hope this encourages you. I just wanted this to be a really sit down episode today. And if you enjoyed it, as always, remember to follow me on the Love Kinsey Podcast Instagram, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And I will talk to you guys next time. Let me know who you want to see on this podcast and what topics you would like to be covered. I always love to hear from you. So as always, I hope you have a great week.